can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Well, this is the second hour, and I'm going to read this paragraph. This paragraph is best in the next. It's absolutely astounding. This is the Ralph Winterroad Show. I'm Ralph Kermit Winterroad II, coming to you live out of Alaska. If you understand this next paragraph here, I'm going to read, and then look behind. This is amazing. It's astounding. All these people going to jail with IRS for not putting a signature on a freaking damn piece of paper to be an individual. Because the individual doesn't mean what you and I think it does. 5 U.S.C. 552A2. 5 U.S.C. 552A2. Citizen of the United States or an alien. Really? So individuals, individual tax returns, or individual is defined in the Title 26. Individuals there. A person under the definition of person is either a citizen of the United States or an alien. How in the hell does that work? That's not what you and I think it means. These are term definitions that they do not disclose. They can't even keep records on anybody unless you're a citizen of the United States or an alien. That's in 5 U.S.C. 552A. The whole thing, record, definition, maintain, system of records. Nobody brings that up. Why? Because we didn't understand. And some of the things that I've got, people have given me, like 18 U.S.C. 911, you can't claim to be a citizen of the United States. It's a felony if you do that. You can't prove it. How do I prove I'm a citizen of the United States? Do you know how to prove it? I've asked people in juries when they say, hey, I'm a citizen of the United States. I said, great. And what is that? You just swore under oath that you are one. Well, I don't know. How can I have a jury that just lied under oath? I'm Mickey Mouse. Well, who's Mickey Mouse? I don't know. That's how I got a whole bunch of misdemeanor charges when they were harassing me. Dismissed. Impeach the jury. They all have to swear in, federal, state, somewhere. They have to do it. Guaranteed. All federal's out in the open. All Alaska's out in the open on the record. is an amazing paragraph. Let's see, how many words is this? Let me see how many words this thing is here. Let me go up here and see under word count. 1,452 words. I'm going to start from the beginning and go all the way through this. It is now firmly settled that these provisions are directed solely against state laws and state action through persons or agents clothed with state authority. So anything to do with a citizen of the United States is only against state actors or state law. It continues on. It is also settled that the power conferred on Congress to enforce, didn't say the state, Congress, to enforce these provisions is a power only to enforce the prohibition. Okay, well, he had a computer die at RB and somebody shot that puppy. Don't know who it was. Probably a liberal. Okay, let's start again. This paragraph is a killer. It is now firmly settled. Again, firmly settled means if there's precedent, it's Supreme Court holdings, it's not up for discussion anymore, that these provisions are directed solely against state agents clothed with state authority. Doesn't come against you or me. Why are we being prosecuted as a citizen of the United States with IRS or driver's licenses in Alaska, which goes directly to the citizen of the United States in the registry in D.C.? It's right in Alaska's. It just takes one hop to a statute. Goes right in. Why would I need to be a citizen of the United States in the registry in D.C. to have a driver's license? You think we might have a bit of a problem? It is also settled that the power conferred on Congress to enforce these provisions is a power only, it's just conferred on Congress, to only enforce the prohibition against state action. It's not to force them to do something. It's if they do something, they can't get out of line. It's like laws on robbers. There's not a law against you or me until I rob the bank. It's to prohibit me from doing it. If I get out of line and I am doing it, it's prohibited action. Otherwise, the state doesn't bother me. I'm not robbing banks for bank robbers, right? The rights conferred on persons under them are not positive. They're not enforcing. Thou shalt do something. Why is everybody forced to put a signature on a 1090 or a 1040? Why is all state income tax based on the federal before you can do a state? Because it's all we got. We signed up. We want the benefit of being a citizen of the United States. And we voted to have a non-Republican form of government. We want to be under the plenary power of Congress because those people in Congress are such great doctrine of man people up there. Boy, I'm telling you, they uphold the Christian principles, don't they? You think? Right. The rights conferred on persons under them are not positive. Original rights. Our original rights come from the Declaration of Independence and the constitutions of the several states, and to be on an equal footing with the original states in all matters whatsoever. But we don't want that no more. Because we keep signing up for it. I don't want that. It's too complicated to think about this, right? The rights conferred on persons under them are not positive original rights, but the right only to exemption from and protection against the prohibited state action. 13th and 14th and 15th is only about prohibited actions. Not affirmative. Prohibited. So why do I got to sign a 1040? Why would I do that? Why doesn't any attorney bring this up? Good question. Because they're in on it or don't know. A lot of attorneys are dumber than rocks. And the power of Congress to interfere in any case is purely a power of correction. Now, this is Congress. A power to give redress against prohibited state action, the actual exercise of efficient power by Congress under the amendments presupposes state action of the kind prohibited. States got to be doing something. And until there is such prohibited state action, the power of Congress is wholly dormant. And without such action really being taken somewhere or at some time, the power of Congress would sleep forever. So the 13th and the 14th and 15th Amendments don't have one freaking damn thing to do with you or me unless the state does something on race, color, or religion. How come we don't know that? How come they're doing it? We'll get to that in a little bit. Why are these states doing this? Why does everybody think they're a citizen of the United States? Because it is the fad. We've been brainwashed. Do we ever think about what it is? Can I define it? No. Do I know what a republic is? No. I'm not supposed to know those things. We're on a need-to-know basis. Shut the hell up and get your benefit. And if it's like Babcock says, if you get a benefit, shut the hell up because you don't have any right to any remedy. If Congress don't give it to you, even if it's unconstitutional, you don't have any right because you got no constitution. It's like corporations. Any fiction in law, any statutory created entity is only what the legislature or the Congress gives it. Many, many cases on them. And in no case under these amendments, so far as the present controversy is concerned, can the power of Congress be made to reach either for punishment or correction or redress in any way, civil or criminal, the acts of private individuals. Let me read that again. I must not. That can't be. In no case under these amendments, that's the 13th, slavery, 14th amendment, subject to the jurisdiction thereof, and the 15th, the right to vote. So far as the present controversy is concerned, can the power of Congress be made to reach either for punishment or correction or redress in any way, civil or criminal, the acts of private individuals? This citizen of the United States is only against state law and the people in the states when they are acting in a discriminatory way according to race, color, religion, or servitude. That's it. And if the state doesn't do anything, the citizen of the United States never comes into action. That's why it says subject to the jurisdiction thereof. The state or its people working under it has to cross some line. Some prohibited action, like thou shalt not rob. Okay, well, if the state starts robbing us or something, then Congress can have legislation. We can go in there in 42, 1983, under color of law, and sue them. On this last point, the controversy was long between a sectional majority of the Congress and the Constitution. But in the end, the Constitution triumphed fully and completely. I will bet you a $100 bill. If you gave this, I'm going to mail this out to all the senators and representatives in Alaska. Got to update my list. They will have not freaking one damn clue what this thing is saying. And the ones that do will not do one damn thing about it. What do you want to bet? See, this explains now, in Alaska, which I've got all the oaths of office except for about the last year I quit keeping up with them, there's not one judge in all of Alaska that has an oath of office, the 41 little words as a public officer, the 10 quotation marks in the Constitution of the state of Alaska, not the Constitution of Alaska. But they still can't do public officers. There's not one of them has it. They always have all the words changed. But on the employee affidavits, because they can be an employee, there is not one thing wrong. Every comma, everything is exact. In the Constitution of the state of Alaska, they're supposed to be appointed by the governor. The statutory law said there's supposed to be a civil commission with the duty signed by the governor. Well, I got it right out of Alaska, signed by them. We don't do civil commissions. So how in the holy H-E-double-L did you end up there in a black robe? They send them out appointment letters. Mostly with no letterheads, not even signed. It says, well, thanks for accepting the appointment. Now, wait a minute. Whoa. For accepting the appointment, wait a minute. You got to have a civil commission. You got to either have a certificate of election or you got to have a civil commission, which I've got them for the feds and for the state. I found one for the state that they didn't expunge. They forgot it. Got it. A real one. How did they get away with that? Well, you see, in 1974, the Alaska Bar, by court rule, said, oh, by the way, we are changing the name of the 3rd District to 3rd Judicial District. And, oh, by the way, seeing how we're changing the name of it, we're going to change the seal, because that's the authority. It's like a signature. So they changed the seal. They changed the name of the court. They changed the seal. And to make sure that all of the attorneys that signed up for this, they have a Rule 5 and Rule 64, which they have affidavits and an oath. They have to abide by what the bar says. And it goes even farther. In the Alaska Rules of Court, if the legislature passes something that is against a rule of court, they have to get a two-thirds vote, just like on a governor vetoing it, before they can go against the rule of court. I couldn't make this stuff up, literally. These are supposed to be people that have intellect. And I would think some moral something. Don't they have a moral compass? They don't want to hear it. You bring it up, they just turn off. Case in Alaska. These child custody cases, divorces. They have cooperative agreements between the court and the executive side. The judge in Article 6 is audited for how much money he makes in the Department of Law. The troopers and all these people all have cooperative agreements. They all make money off of it. And they have quotas on adoptions. And if you exceed it, Congress used to be back in the 80s, it was $4,000 a head for the healthy ones, and for the crippled, sick ones, space and need ones, it was only $2,000. Well, some people did it in Alaska, which I got information on. The recent one, they got a $14,000 check, and the state got a $25,000 check from the feds. I think we used to call that slavery. And we have, when I was back in Kansas, we had bounty on coyotes. I never shot them for that, but they had bounty on them. We have bounty on children. It's right in an act of Congress. People will believe it? Nope. They won't believe this stuff. You can get the cooperative agreements, Nancy. Back.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
But this is just shocking. Let's see what United States versus Cruikshank. This was an 1875 case. 92 U.S. 542. 92 U.S. 542. By the way, if you want this document, then I'm going to get it set up to put these Supreme Court cases in behind it so you can read it yourself. Believe nobody. Read it yourself. They didn't make it up. Continuing on in this, Chief Justice Waite, in delivering the opinion of the Supreme Court of the United States versus Cruikshank, 92 U.S. 542, 1875, speaking of the provisions of the 14th Amendment prohibiting states from denying to any person within their jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws, that's in quotation mark, said, quoting, this provision does not, any more than the one which precedes it, that'd be the 13th, and which we have just considered, namely the provision prohibiting a state from depriving any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, add anything to the rights which one citizen has under the Constitution against another. Whoa! Doesn't add one damn thing. Why does everybody want to be a citizen of the United States? Why don't you want to be a citizen of Texas, citizen of Minnesota, citizen of Alaska, citizen of North Carolina, citizen of Florida? Why? That's where your protection is for all your property. That's the way it was set up under the Declaration of Independence. Unalienable rights of the Creator is only to the citizens of the several states. It has nothing to do with the citizens of the United States. They just said so. The equality, continuing, of the rights of citizens is a principle of republicanism. Every republican government is in duty bound to protect its citizens in the enjoyment of this principle, if within its power. The duty was originally assumed by the states, and it still remains there. Whoa! The only obligation resting upon the United States is to see that the states do not deny the right. The amendment, the 14th, guarantees this, but no more. The power of the national government is limited to the enforcement of this guarantee. Why don't we know this? Unbelievable. Why is it nothing's changed with the 13th or 14th or 15th Amendment? Why is every one of these damn states out here doing citizens of the United States? You know why? Benefits. Money. Because they get grants. Everything, driver's licenses, everything is getting a grant. Their law enforcement, everything is a grant. Anytime you apply for any grant, any money, in such way slaves are made. And that's what they've done. They offered money to these politicians, and they sold us out. Lock, stock, and barrel. And like in another case, Hartman's case up there, it's all policy. They say so. Policy has no legal duty or obligation. No, nothing. It's all policy. They say so in Minnesota law. And they even rely on this, pollution of water, the wetlands nonsense. They rely upon a piece of paper put out by the Fish and Feather folks out of D.C., of which the term isn't even in there. Not to mention that a piece of paper put out has no standing at all in courts. It's irrelevant. Somebody wrote a paper. Whoa, I'm impressed. And that paper relies on the Act of Congress, and then even the definitions aren't even in there. How do you make this stuff up? How do these judges and these attorneys just ignore all this? They're pure damn evil. They're Satanists. They're devil worshipers. They're liars. Because the truth is right there. It's undeniable.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and here's another case, Ex parte Virginia. I don't have the site for it here in this. In this case, the Supreme Court affirmed the constitutionality of an act of Congress punishing a subordinate state officer acting as such and exercising a state power conferred on him by state laws for denying a colored man the equal protection of the laws. But the court reaffirmed in the most explicit language the doctrine that the first section of the 14th Amendment referred to alone to state action. On this point, the court repeated, the prohibitions of the 14th Amendment are directed to states, and they are to a degree restrictions on state power. In these restrictions of state power which Congress is authorized to enforce and to enforce against state action, the court further held the power of Congress to enforce the prohibitions and restrictions on state actions extended to all kinds of state action, quoting, however put forth, whether the action be executive, legislative, or judicial. And therefore, it was a power of Congress to punish state ministerial officers who, clothed with state power, exercised that power in violation of these prohibitions of state action. On this point, the court used this language, quoting, whenever, by virtue of public position under a state government, deprives another of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, or denies or takes away the equal protection of the laws, violates the constitutional inhibitions, any acts in the name of or for the state and is clothed with the state's power, his act is that of the state. How many states are doing this? Hell are. They're all doing this nonsense. And they go on another here, talks about the private citizens of the Tennessee and other states. Whenever, therefore, a question concerning the constitutionality of a particular power arises, the first question is whether that power be expressed in the Constitution. If it be, the question is decided. Okay, seems pretty simple. If it is not expressed, the next inquiry would be whether it be properly incident to the express power and necessary to its execution. Let's say, see story on the Constitution. The court proceeded in this canon of construction, quote, and discussion all various provisions of the Constitution on this legislation and the indictment founded, and it could possibly have been based, namely the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments, Section 2, Article 4, which we have thus noticed of guaranteeing to all citizens of the several states the privileges of citizen in each state. Doesn't say citizen of the United States, does it? And find that none of them is a warrant for the legislation. Referring to this first section, the 14th Amendment, hereafter noted as containing the prohibitions to states, and in the fifth, giving power to Congress to enforce them, the learned judge went ahead and said this: if the states do not conform their laws to its requirements of the 14th, then by the fifth section of the article of the amendment, Congress was authorized to enforce it by suitable legislation. The 14th Amendment is a guarantee against actions of the state government itself. It is a guarantee of the exercise of arbitrary and unconstitutional power of the part of the government and legislation of the state, not a guarantee against the commission of individual offenses. And the power of Congress, whether express or implied, to legislate for the enforcement of such guarantees does not extend to the passage of laws for the suppression of crime within the states. Whoa, wow. They do this all the time. As quoting from the same case in the Supreme Court, announced again, the obligation resting upon the United States is to see that the states do not deny the right. The amendment guarantees this and no more. The power of national government is limited to the guarantee. They cite another case, Virginia versus Rives, R-I-V-E-S. These provisions of the 14th has reference to state action exclusively. Having shown that the 14th did not warrant any of this legislation, the court continues the following unanswerable argument to show that these amendments and the rights secured in them cannot be violated by private persons. Hence, congressional action under these amendments cannot be directed nor against operate on private persons. Duh. So I don't sign a piece of paper and I go to jail. I don't sign a traffic citation and I get arrested. Think we got a problem? It continues. A private person cannot make constitutions or law, nor can he with authority construe them, nor can he administer or execute them. The only way, therefore, one private person can deprive another private person of equal protection of the laws is by the commission of some offense against the laws, which protect the rights of person, as by theft, burglary, arson, libel, assault, and murder. Starting to get the picture? And it says, the last decision would seem to close the door against all controversy as to the meaning of the three amendments, the power of Congress under them, in it, in connection with the preceding decisions of the Supreme Court, did settle, if anything can be settled in American constitutional law, that the power and consequent duty of protecting life, liberty, and property, and all personal and property rights, and the power to punish all invasions of them and all offenses against person and property, remained exclusively with the states. Whoa! What do we get all this federal nonsense? Why have we got states prosecuting not being a citizen of the United States? That so far as the power was conferred by the Constitution of the United States to interpose in these matters, it is solely a power to prevent or correct state action of the kind prohibited, namely the state action depriving a person of life, liberty, and property without due process of law. Without due process of state law, not of federal law, but of state law, and denying any person equal protection of the laws, of the state laws, for there were no other laws which could protect them, and that so far as Congress had the right under the clause conferring jurisdiction to enforce the amendments, to pass laws operating directly or indirectly, it is a power to restrain and correct state action performed by state officers or agents clothed with state authority, and to punish such officers or agents for their official or public action in the name and by the authority of the state, and did not reach the acts or conduct of private individuals. We're starting to get a picture that we've been screwed, lied, tattooed. All of those amendments added nothing to the Constitution, 13th, 14th, or 15th. Nothing. They're directly against citizens of the several states. No, if that's what they're doing. Those amendments are strictly against state action, state laws, or the people that operate under the authority of the state. All three branches. And they've all not doing it. This is monumental. And there is a diversity of citizenship. How do you have a diversity of citizenship against a citizen of the United States? That's 28 U.S.C. 1332. We're going to find out, because we're going to have several cases going into federal court. And also, just as an interesting side note, somebody does want his name out, I don't know if I mentioned this or not, had his property taken, filed from the Southern District of Mississippi into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, which is the only national Article III court in existence. The United States District Court in Mississippi sent it to the Fifth Circuit. The United States District Court in Mississippi had never seen one go to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. They just automatically sent it. They didn't read notice of appeal. The Fifth Circuit wouldn't drop it until there was a motion filed that said, get the hell out of this case. You don't have the authority. Didn't you read the piece of paper? It took a month to get the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals to accept it, give a number, and guess what? The United States of America, not United States, United States of America wants to have it moved back to the Fifth Circuit. Why would they want to do that? What's wrong with going to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, an Article III court? Where the United States and not United States of America has standing. They don't have any standing up there. We have a right, or he does, to have the appeal go wherever the hell he wants as long as he can establish subject matter jurisdiction. And I know how to get it. Found the cases to get it. Along with this. Why are they prosecuting somebody for being a citizen of the United States? Congress. What state laws are being violated? That's the only authority. That's it. What state laws? What did some state do? How did they get the income tax? The income tax is under the public rights doctrine, which are traced back to territories only. They have plenary power out there. That's fine. I don't give a hell. I'm not in a damn territory. I'm not there. I'm domiciled in one of the several states. This is why it's extremely important. I don't help anybody with the IRS anymore. If you do not have your who you are, just like Esau in the Bible. He sold his birthright, property, citizenship, everything goes down the tube. If you don't get who you are and then sign up to exercise your elective franchise, you've already lost. And you're not going to get into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals or the Federal Court of Claims. You have to have those to get into those court. They don't tell you that. That's why they're wanting this party to go back to the Fifth Circuit. And everybody says, oh, you're automatically a 14th Amendment. That is all a crock of smoke and mirrors nonsense. Patriot BS, because we don't know. We've never been told. This document is 19 pages, basically, and about, I don't know, 14 of it or so is more of the same type of stuff. Over and over and over. Because we keep signing up for it. Why are the states doing it? Because it's all about benefits. The state sold us out for money. And we got to be a citizen of the United States under man's doctrine with no constitutions, state or federal. That's why people are amazed. These judges don't have to obey anything. People can't understand that, like this district, United States District Court on Trump. He don't have to obey a damn thing. He don't have to look at the law, and they're not doing it. He never said he would. He never said he would. I have their Form 61 where they say they're a mirror employee of the government. All documented. They never said they were. So why do people think you're going to... Do you think you're going to go out here and take a demon and turn him into a Christian? Or somebody that's possessed by a demon? Shape changers? I don't know what the hell they are. Evil? Liars? How do you make a liar not be a liar? I don't know. I've lost friends over that. How can I be supporting somebody that is a liar? What's to be gained? There's no facts. There's no truth. There's no anything. You're believing, you have a belief and following something that does not exist. Would you give all your money to a liar? Would you give your life, liberty, and property in control of a liar to make laws? I like to think not. We got a whole bunch of people in these freaking damn big cities that want to do this. There's a good percentage of the Americans have their head shoved up their tush. Their eyes and their ears are closed. They will not listen to facts. They don't know who they are. They don't want to know who they are. It's all for the love of money is the root of all evil. That's basically where all this gets down to. You start reading that brief out of Hawaii. It's all about the money. Wait a minute. How about the protection of the American citizens? How about American jobs over the foreign people? I thought we lived in a country where we put our people to work. I didn't realize we were trying to get all the people from India and all these other people that want to do software and all this other nonsense to work here. Is that what we're supposed to be doing? We sell our stuff and they have tariffs on it. We bring it in, their stuff in, and we don't have tariffs. Are we like stupid or no? We're corrupt. We have the best Congress that money could buy. This deep state, these NSA, CIA, FBI are just totally infiltrated with corruption, evil. Trump really has his hands full. And in Congress, so many Republicans, Connell, the head of the Senate, oh, we're not going to give me money to build that wall. Wait a minute here, Mr. Republican, whose side do you want here? Why don't we want a wall to keep people that are from illegally getting in? Oh, that's right, because they come in and in California they can vote. They don't have to prove anything. Just got to sign up to be a U.S. citizen, not citizen of the United States. And that's it. You're done. You can vote. Get a driver's license. Well, you get some bills from a place where you're staying and all this, a couple of different receipts, which is easy to do, and you can get a driver's license. So you get a driver's license, and you're off to the farm. You go get welfare. What is wrong with people today? Why do we not understand truth and facts? I don't get it. I highly recommend marching to Zion. You will tell me it's not done right. Global warming swindle. That's another one. Global warming swindle. It's about sunspots. It's not about this. Carbon dioxide is a byproduct of the global warming issue. Then we get all this stuff. It's just one hype. It's one lie right after built on another lie. We all need to keep up. Oh, back in a minute.
Difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I thought when I tied this into Esau that sold his birthright, his citizenship, his right to own property and all that, some of these preachers or pastors would see this. They're not interested. They want people that are citizens of the United States. They want people to come in that have sold their birthright. You have sold out that you don't want to be inalienable rights under the Creator. You want to go in there and have a money changer, give $100, and then you get a thing back from the Internal Revenue Service. I'm going to read this last part here because this is so important. Restated, before I start this, the 13th and 14th and 15th Amendment change not one thing. Nothing. Supreme Court has held so. I'm reading. It is now firmly settled that the three provisions, these provisions are directed solely against state laws and state action through persons or agents clothed with state authority. It is also settled that the power conferred on Congress, not on the states, to enforce these provisions is a power only to enforce the prohibitions against state action. That the rights conferred on persons under them are not positive, original rights, but the right only to exemption from and protection against prohibited state action. The power of Congress to interfere in any case is purely a power of correction, a power to give redress against a prohibited state action. That the exercise, the actual exercise of efficient power of Congress under these amendments presupposes state action of the kind prohibited. And until there be such prohibited state action, the power of Congress is wholly dormant. And without such action really being taken, somewhere or at some time, the power of Congress would sleep forever. In no case under these amendments, so far in the present controversy, which covers all other ones too, can the power of Congress be made to reach either for punishment or correction or redress in any way, civil or criminal, the acts of private individuals. On this last point, the controversy was long between the sectional majority of the Congress and the Constitution, but in the end, the Constitution triumphed fully completed. Not so today. Because we've been sold a bill of goods. Nothing changed by the 13th or the 14th Amendment. That's amazing. And Congress can't reach us individually. So how the holy hell are they putting people in jail for the IRS that you got to be a citizen of the United States? What state action is outside that empowers them? None. Oh, that's right. I signed up. I want to have in my, quote, state to be a citizen of the United States. I want to give unlimited plenary power to Congress, the doctrine of man. It's under the public rights doctrine. Came out and in four territories. I want to be that. I don't want anything to do with that damn creator and the Christ and inalienable right. I don't want anything to do with that. Really. I don't want anything to do with the Constitution and laws of the several states. I don't want to be a citizen of one of the several states of which our republic was formed. I don't want none of that. Because I love what Congress does. We got Schumer. We got Pelosi. Oh, God. Let's vote on it and see what's in it. Hey, boy, what an intellect. I can't make this stuff up. You literally could not make a movie, I don't think, believable with what's going on today. Well, I hope you enjoyed this, got something out of it. As I always say, watch out for the federales. And God willing, we will see you next Sunday.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.